早安。
It will be interesting this morning not having a PowerPoint.
今天早上很有趣啊，我们没有这个那个幻灯片。
Probably the worst part of it for you is that you have to look at me.
可能是最糟糕的结果就是你必须要一直看着我。
The worst part of, for me is the fact that my outline and my PowerPoint don't always line up real well together.
我的小问题是因为我的讲稿大纲跟我的那个幻灯片并不是配合得很好。
So I hope you'll bear with us as we kind of experiment today.
我希望大家都有耐心，我们能够忍受今天的一些不方便。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
让我们一起先祷告。
Father, we thank you so much that you love us and that you have drawn us into a relationship with you.
天父啊，我们真的是感谢你，因为你爱我们，并且你吸引我们，让我们能够与你建立关系。
Please may your Holy Spirit come and be our teacher.
愿你的圣灵来到和做我们的导师。
And help us to better understand what that relationship with you is meant to be.
让我们能够更深入更真切地明白我们与你的关系应该是如何。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So the passage of scripture that I chose to have read this morning is actually not the passage we're going to look at.
今天早上我们所读的腓立比书这段经文其实并不是我们今天要看的这段经文。
But Philippians 3, 7 and 8 sets the tone for what I want this sermon to cover.
然而腓立比书三章七到八节这段经文是一个是一个基础我今天所要讲到的内容都是以此为基础。
Paul says that there is absolutely nothing that this world has or offers that can compare to knowing Jesus Christ.
保罗在这里说到，世上没有任何事情能够跟认识耶稣基督来相比。
If we were going to exegete this passage, we would find that Paul thinks that everything else in the world is more like a pile of dung.
保罗以认识耶稣基督为至宝，他认为世上其他一切的事情都是像粪土一样。
And so if Paul really believes that this relationship with Christ is so important, then we really need to look and to understand more what that means.
如果保罗认为认识耶稣基督是如此的宝贵重要，那我们真的应该来好好看看我们跟神的关系。
The reason for that should be obvious to us as we read our Bibles.
为什么是这样？我们跟神的关系重要呢？我们读圣经的时候就可以看到这个理由是非常明显的。
Jesus says in John 17:3 that eternal life is knowing who he is.
耶稣在约翰福音十七章第三节里面说到，什么是永生呢？永生就是认识耶稣基督。
It's not just a quantity of living forever, it's a quality of living forever with him.
所谓的永生并不只是在数量上来讲永远的活着，而且在质量上来讲，就是说我们永远的与耶稣基督同在同活。
And this relationship with God is so important that of all religions in the world, only Christianity says that we can draw near to God and call him Father.
我们跟神的关系是如此的重要，因为在世界上所有的宗教中，只有基督的信仰，是这样宣称，我们可以来到神的面前，并且称神为我们的父。
We have been invited into a relationship that makes us sons and daughters of God.
我们都被神邀请，进入，与他建立关系，成为神的，子女。
So as believers, we say that Christianity is unique among all religions because we are actually focused on this relationship.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们可以说我们的信仰是最为独特的，因为我们的信仰是与神的关系建立这种关系。
But as I talk to people who attend church, I find out they really don't know a lot about what that relationship is supposed to be.
但是我跟很多人谈话，我们很多人其实并不知道我们跟神的关系到底应该是怎样。
How do you relate to God?
你跟神的关系如何呢？
What part does God have in your life on a day by day, moment by moment basis?
在你每一天的生活，每一刻的生活里面，神是扮演什么样的角色呢？
I read a book recently, by a man named Sky Jathani.
我最近读了一本书，作者是斯盖，杰塞尼。
Hard to say, it's an Indian name.
这个名字是印度名字。
But it really got me thinking about this whole idea of what is my relationship with God like?
这本书就让我们去思考我跟神的关系到底是如何呢？
And in this book, he actually, says there are four ways that most people relate to God.
在他这本书里面，他指出有四种方式，就是人们跟神相处的这种关系，大概是有四种。
And it's not really that these ways are completely wrong in and of themselves.
他所指出的这四种方式，并不是说完全都是错误的。
But there's one way that we as Christians should always relate to God.
然而另外一种方式是我们基督徒总是可以与神用这样的关系来相处的。
And it's described as being with God.
我们怎样形容我们跟神的关系呢？那最好的就是这样说，我们是与神同在，与神在一起。
So if you want to read the book later, it will help better understand my sermon.
如果你有兴趣的话，在我们讲道结束之后，你也许可以去看这本书，会你更对讲道的得着更有帮助。
And it's just called With.
这本书就是叫做一同。
So how do most people relate to God?
我们一般的人是跟神是什么样的关系呢？
It seems like the world in general has throughout history tried to avoid God.
从这个世界的观点来看，一般而言，好像人们都是通常都是想要避免神。
We read in Genesis when Adam and Eve fell away from God that they hid from him.
我们读创世纪，当夏娃堕落犯罪以后，他们就躲藏起来，想远离神。
And as you look at the way that other religions relate to God, it's usually as a means to keep a good healthy distance away from him.
如果我们来看其他的宗教，他们跟神之间的关系是什么呢？通常是他们就是希望跟神保持一个适当的安全的距离。
Hence, people, religions have priests.
很多宗教都有那些祭司。
Priests are supposed to stay between you and God so you don't have to get too close.
祭司是做什么的？他就是站在神与人中间，所以我们不必离神太近。
Sometimes people don't want to get close because they're afraid of God.
有时候人们不想太接近神，因为会害怕神。
And rightly, people who don't have Jesus should be afraid of God.
这也是对的，因为人如果不相信耶稣基督，他们应该惧怕神的。
And sometimes people want to stay away from God because they're just too busy. They really don't want him interfering in their lives.
有的时候人们远离神是因为他们太忙碌于过自己的生活，不希望神来干涉他们的生活。
So the first of the four ways in which most people relate to God is what this book, I said, calls being over God.
在我说的这本书里面提到的有四种方式与神相处。第一种就是说是在神之上，把自己高高在上，摆在神之上。
And this is the way most secular people in the world relate to him.
这就是一般世俗世界不信神的人，他们跟神的关系就是这样。
These are people who don't really believe in his existence.
不信神的人当然就不相信神的存在。
Or they don't really like what they see about what God is like.
他们也不喜欢他们所看到所信就是神是怎样的一个神。
So they're people that kind of stand in judgment over God.
所以这些人就好像是站在一个审判的角度来看神。
I mean, we see this all the way back again in the beginning of Genesis.
我们可以看到这种观点，就从创世纪里边就可以看到这种观点。
Why did Eve bite that apple?
为什么夏娃要吃了那个禁果呢？
Because Satan's temptation to her was, once you eat this, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God.
因为 撒旦引诱他说，你如果吃了这个禁果的话，你的眼睛就会明亮，你就会如神一般能明判断是非。
See, Adam and Eve weren't content to being with God. They wanted to make their own decisions and do things their own way.
所以亚当跟夏娃他们并不满足于跟神相处，他们就是想要自己来做决定，来自己做主。
We see this also in the story in Isaiah where Satan falls from heaven.
我们同样的在以赛亚书里面也看到撒旦是如何坠落，如何堕落，背叛神。
In Isaiah 14, starting in verse 13, listen to what Satan says. He says, "You said in your heart, 'I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God.'I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend to the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High."
在以赛亚书第十四章十三到十四节，撒旦，这是形容撒旦的啊。你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上。我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
Satan wanted to be God himself.
撒旦就是想自己成为神，自己做神。
He thought himself better than God.
他认为他自己比神还优越。
And Adam and Eve fell into that same trap.
亚当跟夏娃也同样坠入这个同样的陷阱。
Most humans fall into that same trap.
大部分的人类也都是掉在这个陷阱里。
And there are even Christians today that fall into wanting to be over God.
甚至基督徒也有人是希望他把自己摆在神之上。
There are groups of people who say they believe in Jesus, but they reject what the Bible has to say about sexuality.
有一些人呢，他们宣称他们是相信耶稣基督，但是他们拒绝接受圣经上对于性的标准。
They say, "We know better about how we should relate sexually, so God, we're over you."
他们认为我知道该如何处理性的事情，所以他们就是把自己的意见放在这个神圣经的话语之上。
And so the first way that most of the people in the world relate to God is by trying to be over him.
这个世界上大部分的人通常第一对神的关系第一种方式就是把自己摆在神之上。
Now, the second way that some people in the world relate to God is by being under him.
然而第二种方式呢，就是世界上很多人是把自己放在神的底下，俯伏在完全非常卑微的俯伏在下。
It's just almost exactly the opposite of the first one.
这跟第一种把自己高高在上，在神之上是完全是一个很强烈的对照。
Well, being over God is maybe characterized by pride, being under God is characterized by fear.
第一种人把自己高高在上置于神之上，可能是出于他的骄傲。那第二种方式，第二种人呢，把自己臣服于神之下，他们是出于恐惧。
Now, being under God and under His law is a good thing.
事实上，我们把自己臣服于神之下，然后把自己放在神的律法命令之下，这是好事。
If it's understood and used properly,being under God is something which is we should seek for.
或者我们应该说，我们应该寻求把自己放在神之下。
But in 1 Timothy 1, 8 and 9, we read this. We know that the law is good if one uses it properly. We know that the law is not made for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and the sinful, the unholy and the irreligious, for those who kill their fathers and mothers and so on.
在提摩太前书第一章八到九节这样说，我们知道律法原是好的，只要人用的合宜，因为律法不是为义人设立的，乃是为不法和不服的，不虔诚的和犯罪的，不圣洁和恋世俗的，弑父母和杀人的。
God gave us the law not because he wants us to be an absolute terror of him.
神赐给我们律法并不是让我们因为律法的要求而恐惧致死。
But because he wants us to recognize that as humans, we cannot come into his presence on our own.
神设立律法是让我们能够理解，我们没有办法来到神的面前靠着我们自己的行为。
Paul says in Galatians that the law actually is like a tutor that leads us to our need for Jesus.
保罗在加拉太书里面就说到，律法就好像是一个教师，把我们引领到神的面前。
But people who only relate to God based on law are not relating to God the way He desires for us to.
人们如果只靠着律法来跟神建立关系的话，那就不是我们神原来所想要的。
Islam is a religion that does this.
许多宗教都是这样，都是靠着一个律法与恐惧。
As a matter of fact, the word Islam actually means submit.
事实上我们说伊斯兰教这个词的意思事实上就是说臣服。
And so in Islam, if you do not obey every single law perfectly, you're in big trouble.
在伊斯兰教里面，你如果没有完全遵守每一条律法，那你就完蛋了。
And what makes it even worse is the fact that even if you think you've kept them, you still can't know that you've kept them.
事实上更让人忧虑的是即使是有一个人把伊斯兰的律法每一条都守了，但是你还是不只能确定你是不是真的把每一条律法都做到都守了。
And rather than drawing near to God, it actually makes you want to get away from him.
在这种情况之下人们就很难想要亲近神，反而会一想到神就会退避三舍。
To a certain extent, Roman Catholicism is like that as well. To a certain extent, Roman Catholicism, the Catholic Church, is like that.
就在某种情况之下，罗马教廷、天主教也是有类似的情形。
And unfortunately, for a lot of evangelical Christians, they become legalistic and they fall into that same kind of trap.
即使是在基督教里面也有一些律法主义者，他们也掉入这样的陷阱。
Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
耶稣说，你如果爱我，你就会遵守我的命令。
That's not, if you love me, you'll do it.
他并不是在那边要挟我们说，你如果爱我，你一定要做这样做。
But rather, if love for God is in your heart, that's something that's going to flow naturally.
如果我们有爱神的心在我们里面，那我们就很自然的能够照神的话语去做了。
So, over God, under God, and the third then is from God.
我们谈到两种与神相处的关系，一种是高高在上，一种是俯伏在下。第三种就是说向神索取。
But this way of relating to God is, I will have something to do with you, God, if I get something from you.
这个态度是什么样的呢？就是说，神呐，我可以跟你有关系，如果我能从你那里得到些东西。
It's a very subtle temptation for people.
这是一个很大的一个诱惑。
I know people that claim to be Christians, but when they didn't get what they wanted from God or were disappointed by Him, they walked away.
我知道有一些人他们自称为是基督徒，但是当他们没有从神那里得到他们所想要的东西，他们就远离神了。
People that fall into this category sometimes follow what's called the prosperity gospel.
属于这一在这一类的人呢，就是我们常说的有一些信仰成功神学的人士。
This prosperity gospel is that if you just believe, then God's going to shower you with everything.
这些传播成功神学的人士，他们就宣称你只要信靠神，神就会大大的祝福你，像下雨一样把各样祝福倾倒在你身上。
You'll have good health.
你会有很好的身体。
You'll have lots of wealth.
你也会得到财富。
Everything will just be perfect.
事情你的生活中应该诸事大吉。
But again, what happens when that doesn't take place?
然而当这些事情并没有发生的时候，你会怎么样呢？
God wants to give us good things.
神的确是希望把好东西给我们。
But God is not the genie of the lamp.
但是神并不是像那童话故事里面的那个神灯那个基尼。
So it's important for us to remember that while God wants to bless, that's not his primary purpose for us.
我们要知道神的确是愿意祝福我们，但是这并不是他最主要的一个目的。
An example of this would be the way people read certain scriptures.
举例来说, 有些人读圣经的时候,
Matthew 7:11 says, If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him?
比如说在这一段经文在马太福音第七章十一节里面说你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女何况你们在天上的父岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗?
When I was a young Christian, I loved this verse.
当我是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，我非常喜欢这一个经节。
God's going to give me good gifts.
神会给我非常美好的礼物。
You know, when I was 19, 20 years old, I was thinking good gifts in terms of a beautiful wife.
当我19、20岁的时候，我所认为神给我的最好的、美好的礼物就是一个美丽的妻子。
But if you read the parallel passage in Luke, it's worded a little differently.
但是我们可以看到另一段经文跟这段经文平行在路加福音里面。
In Luke it says, If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?
在路加福音11章13节说,你们虽然不好,尚且知道拿好东西给儿女,何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗?
Matthew says good gifts, Luke says Holy Spirit.
马太福音里面提到说是好东西,那路加福音里面的好东西指的就是圣灵。
Which would you rather have?
你想要哪一样呢?
Because I think most people would really rather have good gifts than have the Holy Spirit.
我想很多人宁愿是愿意选择要有好东西而不选择圣灵。
And again, God's purpose is to draw us closer to Him. Our relationship has to be with Him, not just with His gifts.
神主要的心意就是希望把我们带到他的面前，跟他更亲密。
And then the fourth way to relate to God would be to be for, do things for God.
在这本书里面讲到与神的四种关系、四种态度。第四种就是说要为神而做、为神而行。
So the picture of this one is that I actually give God the gift rather than God giving me the gift.
我们可以想象这个图像，就是说我把东西、我把礼物给神，而不是神给我礼物。And
I mean that sounds good, right?
这个听起来不错吧？
I mean I'm a minister, you know, I live to do things for God.
我是一个传道人，我的存在就是要为神工作。And
the scriptures call us to that.
圣经也是要求我们这样做。John
15:8 says that God chose us to make us disciples.
在约翰福音15章第8节里面提到说，神拣选我们，让我们成为他的门徒。So
he chose us because he wants something from us.
他拣选我们，因为他想从我们这里得到一些东西。
I mean, the Great Commission is to go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations.
神希望我们多结果子，让父得荣耀。在马太福音28章里面的大使命，也是希望我们信徒都能够出去传福音。
Probably as evangelical Christians, this is the way most of us relate to God.
对于很多福音派的基督徒来讲，可能这就是我们跟神相处的关系里面最重要的一点。But
what happens when you're doing things for God, but you don't really have things coming back to you the way you expect?
但是想想看，如果我们每一件事情都是为神而做，为神而行，但是我们并没有从神那里得到我们所期望的东西，你会怎样呢？
What happens when the people that you're witnessing to decide they don't like you anymore because of that? What happens when you're witnessing to someone and all of a sudden they turn against you because you have been doing something for God?
就是说你在为主做见证的时候，如果那些人他开始来反对你、抵挡你，因为你是为神做事，那你该怎么办呢？
Or you lose your job because you are doing something for God.
你是不是就要失业了？因为你是在为神工作。
Or you have family members that turn away from you because you are doing things for God.
是不是有的时候你的家人也不支持你，因为你要去为神工作，他们也来反对你。
I know a lot of people that have turned away from God because even though they did things for Him, they were very disappointed with what happened as a result.
我知道有一些人，他们的确是为神工作，侍奉神，但是他们却非常的失望，对一些生活中的一些结果，所以他们也就远离神了。
So God doesn't want us to relate to Him by being over Him.
神显然并不希望我们把自己高高摆得高高在上，摆在他之上。
Or under Him.
或者是。非常惧怕恐惧的臣服在他底下
or based on what we're going to get from him
神也不是希望我们跟他的关系就是因为我们指望从神那里得到好东西
or on what we are going to do for him
也不是说希望我们只是拼命的想为神做一些事情
so how does he want us to relate to him
神到底希望我们跟他的关系是怎样的关系呢
the right way the biblical way is to relate with him
从圣经的观点在正确的我们跟神相处的关系就是说跟神同在跟神在一起
From the very beginning, that was God's plan for us.
从神创世以先这就是神的计划神的心意
In Genesis, we read that Adam and Eve used to walk with God in the cool of the day in the garden.
我们在创世纪里面读到亚当跟夏娃跟神在伊甸园里面同行天凉的时候他们与神同行
I've always wondered what that looked like
我常常在纳闷在想这是怎样的一个图一个情况
Some believers think that this was a pre-incarnate form of Jesus
有些人想到有一些基督徒认为说这好像就是基督来到人世以前世界上以前的那种光景那就是神具体的表现。
The picture of that is seen in the old hymn, I come to the garden.
有一首古老的诗歌就说我来到花园里。
He walks with me and he talks with me.
他与我同行他与我谈。
How cool would that be?
这个是不是一个很美妙的画面
And yet that was all lost in the fall.
然而亚当夏娃犯罪堕落以后这些都失去了。
But God's purpose is always to bring people back into that relationship with Him.
然而神的心意一直就是要把堕落的人拯救回来然后带到神的面前跟他有一个关系。
In Genesis 5, we read about Enoch.
在创世纪第五章我们 读到以诺。
All his fathers and his descendants all lived around 1,000 years.
他的父亲父祖辈他的子孙都活了1000年。
Enoch only lived 365.
然而以诺只活在世上365年岁。
So what happened to him?
什么事情发生到他头上
？It said that he walked with God.
圣经上面说他与神同行。
And God took him.
神就把他接去了。
Enoch is one of those few individuals in the Bible that never dies.
在圣经里面只有以诺就是极少数的那几个之一是从来没有死亡过的。
He was so close to God, so close with God, that God just took him into his presence.
他与神是如此的亲密神就直接把他从地上带到他的身边了。
So what is it? I mean, how do we know that this being with God is the most important thing?
我们怎么样能够知道与神同在是最重要的一件事情呢?
In John 15 verses 4 and 5, Jesus says this.
在约翰福音第十五章第四到五节，耶稣如此说。
Get it on my. There we go. Jesus says.Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音十五章四到五节，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面也是这样我是葡萄树你们是枝子常在我里面的我也常在他里面这人就多结果子因为离了我你们就不能做什么
The picture here is of a branch being connected into the body of the plant of the grapevine
这里的图像就是说那个枝子必须要在葡萄连在葡萄树上
And in English, the NIV translation says that we are to remain in that place.
在英文 NIV 的版本说，我们就是要停留在，维持在主里面。
In reality, what Jesus is saying here, though, is that we are to live that way.
事实上，这个意思就是说，我们要住在主里面。
We are to live connected to Him in such a way that His life flows into our lives.
我们要住在主耶稣基督里面，与他紧密相连，然后他的生命就可以从我们的生命中流露出来。
I cleaned up my yard this week. I raked.
这个礼拜我把我的院子做了很多院子里面的活。
And it was a lot of hard work.
是很辛苦的。
My back hurt for 2 days.
我的腰痛，我的背痛了两天。
But I noticed that there's a branch in the tree right in front of my house that's broken.
我注意到在我房子后面就是有一个枝子，它是断掉的。
And it's still hanging there. I tried to pull it down, it wouldn't come.
它还是吊在那里，我拼命想把它扯下来。
So if you want to see something funny this week, come to my house and watch me climb the tree and try to cut the rest of that branch off.
如果你想看到一些滑稽的景象，就到我家里来，看到我在院子里面，我会爬到那个树上，尝试着要把那个树的一些枝子给砍掉。
Now that branch is still kind of connected to the tree.
这些枝子仍然是与这个树的主干相连。
But the life of the tree is no longer flowing through the branch.
然而，这个树的生命，维持生命的枝叶，并没有流通到这个枝子里面。The
rest of the tree is getting these beautiful leaves coming on.
这个树的其他的部分，都是生长得很好，有美丽的叶子长出来。This
one's got nothing.
但是这个断掉的枝子什么都没有。And
Jesus says that we need to be so close to Him that His life will flow through us.
耶稣说我们必须要与他亲近，然后他的生命就能够传输到我们里面。And
if that connection is not there, if we are not with Him, we will not live the way that He intends for us to live.
如果我们跟耶稣没有很好的关系连结，我们不在耶稣里面，我们就没有办法活出来他希望我们所活出的那种生命。For
those of us who want to do things for God, the only way that we can ever do that right is to live with Him.
很多人都想要为主而活，为主做事，但是我们如果没有跟主在一起的话，我们就没有办法为主做事。For
those of us who want to receive from God, the only way that we can ever really receive the best blessings is if we live with Him.
有很多人想从神那里得到祝福，但是我们如果没有跟神在一起的话，我们就没有办法从神那里得到祝福。
And if we want to keep the laws that God has given us, the only way that we can possibly do it is to do it with Him.
像那些想要遵守律法的人，我们唯一能遵守律法成为可行的话，我们就必须要与神在一起，我们才有可能有能力来遵守这些律法。And
if we are not willing to do it with Him, we will by default begin to place ourselves over Him and to do our own thing.
我们如果不是臣服于神，我们不是为神工作事，我们也没有期望从神那里得到祝福的话，那我们就是把自己摆在神之上，高高在上。And
we will just get further and further and further away from Him.
那我们就会越来越逐渐的远离神了。
So how do you be with God?
那你如何能够跟神在一起呢?
Well, there's some objective ways in which steps we can take to be with Him.
事实上是有一些客观的步骤，是我们可以来照着做，然后跟神在一起。The
most obvious one is to read the Bible.
最明显的一个就是要读圣经。God's
Word is a way in which His life will flow through us.
神借着他的话，他的生命就会传到我们的生命里面。To
read it, to allow it to begin to shape our thoughts and imaginations as to what God is like is a very good way to be with Him.
我们要读神的话，让神的话来塑造我们，我们应该做的一些事情。这个是讨神喜悦的。
And when we spend time with one another, that's another good way to be with God.
同样的，我另外一个方式就是说，我们可以跟其他的基督徒弟兄姐妹一起相处，这也是一种与神同在的方式。
Last night, Gwen and I had dinner with a couple from our church.
昨天晚上我们家有一些在我们教会里的夫妇在我们家晚餐。
We were celebrating my wife's 66th birthday.
我们是庆祝我太太66岁的生日。
She's really old.
她是不是年纪很大了
?She's 6 weeks older than me, so I can tease her now for the next 6 weeks.
她现在是比我大，所以我现在可以取笑她。
But as we sat and we talked with this couple, we got to know them better.
我们跟这对夫妻谈话的时候，我们就对她有更多的认识。
And we begin to hear about their experiences with God.
我们也可以经历到他们与神相处的一些经验。
And it really encouraged us.
对我们来讲是很大的鼓励。
And I hope that was the same for them.
我也希望他们也有这样的感受，从我们得到鼓励。
But I know more about God now than I knew before because I saw how he worked in their lives.
我现在对神的认识就更多了，因为我看见神如何在这对夫妇的生活当中工作。
So as we are with one another, we begin to be more with God.
所以当我们与其他的信徒相处的时候，我们也就是更加的与神相处了。
The same thing is true with service.
同样的我们也可以引申到我们对神的侍奉。
When we give our lives to do things for God, then we begin to see God work in ways that we would not in any other way.
当我们愿意把我们自己的生命摆上为神做事的时候，我们就会开始看见神在我们生命中所做的一些事情。如果我们不侍奉神，我们是没办法看到这些事情的。
There's been times that I have not really wanted to serve very much.
我过去有一段时间我实在是不想侍奉神。
But I find that when I put myself out there and begin to do something, I begin to see God working in ways that I would never have seen otherwise.
然而当我勉强自己把自己放入神的事工当中，我就开始看见神在我身上所做的工作。我如果不去侍奉神，我就没有办法经历到看见神在我身上做这些奇妙的事。
There are also subjective ways in which we begin to be with God more.
另外也有一些比较主观的方式，我们可以更加的与神同在。
When we remember,
当我们纪念
When we think back on the things that we have actually seen God do, it encourages us to walk more closely with Him.
当我们追想神过去在我们生活中所做的一些事情，就可以帮助我们与神同行更加亲密。
That's why Jesus gives us the Lord's Supper.
所以主耶稣设立了圣餐。
Because as we remember His death and His resurrection, our life with God becomes stronger.
因为当我们在纪念主的受死、主的复活的时候，我们与神同在的生活可以变得更坚强。
But not only in remembering, but in anticipating as well.
除了纪念以外，我们还可以期待神。
Do you ever really anticipate meeting with God?
你是否真的很期待与神相见呢？
Do you expect God to speak to you?
你是否期待神对你说话呢？
You know, that's what should happen when we pray.
这就是当我们祷告的时候，神就会对我们说话。
I mean, that's what David says in the Psalm. He says, In the morning I will direct my prayer to you and eagerly wait to see what you do.
就像大卫在诗篇里面所说的，清晨起来他就祷告，然后热切地等待，看神要对他说什么话。
We learn a lot about God by the way He answers or doesn't answer our prayers sometimes.
我们从神回答我们祷告或者不回答我们的祷告，可以更加的认识神。
I mean, this is something which doesn't happen instantly.
这并不是一蹴可成，一下就会发生的事情。
It takes place over a long period of time.
这是需要花一段比较长的时间。
It takes patience.
我们需要有耐心。
And it takes a real desire.
而且我们需要真正有这样的渴望。
But if you keep a record of the things that you see God do, His picture becomes much more real.
如果你能够把神在你生活中所做的事都记录下来，你就会可以更清楚地看见，我们的神是怎样的一位神。
You begin to recognize His sovereignty.
你可能就会，可以看见神的主权。
And His power.
他的全能。
And His presence.
他的同在。
And His goodness.
他的良善。
And His mercy and grace.
他的怜悯与恩典。
That's what it means to walk with God.
这也就是我们所说的要与神同行。
I have atheist and agnostic friends who basically say, that's just a product of your imagination.
我有一些无神论的朋友或是一些不可知论的朋友，他们就会很轻蔑地说，这些都是出于你自己的想象吧。
They tease me of God being like a little child's imaginary friend.
他们就会取笑我说你心目中的神就好像有些小孩子他们有一些脑海中自己想象的朋友。
But I know better.
但是我的确知道神在哪。
Because I have been with him.
因为我知道神是真实的因为我跟神的确同在一起。
There are so many things that God has done that they can't possibly be coincidence.
因为神已经在我生命中做了这么多的事情这些事情不可能是一个巧合罢了。
I've been witnessing to a retired physics professor.
我最近去看望一位退休的一个物理教授。
We've actually become good friends.
我们是很好的朋友。
I could tell you a lot of stories about him.
我可以告诉你关于他的很多故事。
But in order for him to understand God, I try to use a picture of from physics.
我为了要让他能够理解神、认识神，我就用了一个这个物理学的一个图像来跟他说。
If I ask him if he believes in an electron, he would say, "Well, of course."
我问他你是否相信电子的存在，他说当然咯。
Have you ever seen an electron?
我问他你真的有看见过电子吗
？Well, the answer is no.
那他就回答说没有啊。
You can't see them.
他说你看电子是看不见的。
You can see pictures of where an electron has been.
你可以看到一些图像这显示出这个电子曾经到过哪些地方。
You can develop a probability model that shows where it might be.
你也可以发展一个模型架构来预测来说这个电子可能会出现在哪些地方。
But nobody's ever seen an electron.
但是从来没有人看见过电子本身。
So how can you believe in an electron?
那你怎么能够没有看过电子，你怎么能够相信电子呢？
You can see what it does.
你可以看见这个电子所做的事情。
Where does light come from?
我们的这个灯的亮光从哪里来的？
It comes from a flow of electrons.
灯会发亮是因为电子的流动。
There's all kinds of ways that you can prove the existence of an electron.
有各种各样的方法你可以证明有电子存在。
But none of them are visible.
但是没有一个是看得见的证明。
There's all kinds of ways you can prove the existence of God.
同样的我们也有各种各样的方式来证明神的存在。
Even when you can't see him.
即使是我们不能够看见神。
So, clearly God does not want us to be over him.
显然的神并不希望我们把自己摆在他之上。
I mean, we never will be, so regardless whether you want to be or not, it's not going to happen.
这也不会发生的哈，我们大概也不会这样做。
God does want us to live under him and from him and for him.
然而神的确是希望我们是臣服于在他之下，我们也可以从他得到祝福，我们也能够为他而生活做事。
But only in a secondary way as we walk with him.
然而这些都只是第二步的。最重要的是我们必须要先与神同行我们才能够做到那些。
God created us to be with him.
神创造我们就是要我们与他同在。
What do you really want?
你最想要的是什么呢?
I'll conclude with just an interesting tidbit about English language.
在结束之前我想跟大家分享一些英语的有趣的一些事实。
In English, when we leave someone, we usually say what?
在英文里面，当我们要离开某人的时候，我们通常会说什么话呢？
We say goodbye.
我们会说再见。
Do you know where goodbye comes from?
你知不知道在英文 goodbye 再见这个字是这个字是怎么发展出来的？
It's actually a contraction.
事实上，再见这个字是把两个字合在一起的。
Originally, people would say God by you.
最早人们所说的就是神与在你身边。
People would wish those who were departing from them to have the presence of God with them.
我们告别的时候都希望离开我们的人能够有神的同在，神在他旁边。
And as the English language grew and people became more secular, it contracted just into goodbye.
原来这再见，这就是说愿神在你身边。后来就把这个话浓缩，因为发音很像哈，神就是变成我们今天所听到的 goodbye 这个。
It's interesting. Other languages are like that too.
有趣的是，其他的语言也是有这样的一个字源学。
In Spanish, people when they leave, they say adios.
西班牙文是说再见是说 adios.
It means with God.
这就是说其实这个字的意思原意就是说跟神在一起。
It's a contraction.
这也是一个缩写。
Same thing with French.
同样的在法文里面。
In French they say adieu.
法文的再见是说 adieu.
With God.
也是说跟神在一起的意思。
That's what God intends for us to be with Him.
这也就是神的心意，神的意思就是希望我们跟他同在一起。
And yet we have a tendency to contract our relationship with Him to anything other than being with Him.
然而我们似乎有这样的倾向，就把我们跟神的关系把它演化到我们跟别的东西的关系，而不是跟神原先想要的那样的关系。
Now I realize most of the time when you leave and you say goodbye to people, you're probably going to say 再见 or something else.
我注意到当你们离开的时候都会跟朋友说再见。
But think every time you hear the word goodbye or say it.
我希望你们从现在开始每一次你在听到有人说 goodbye, 再见，或者是你自己在说跟别人道别说再见的时候。
Use that as an opportunity to say, God, I want to be with you.
你们可以把握这个机会，这是一个机会，你可以跟神说，神啊，我希望跟你同在。
And when you say it to others, say it as if you're saying, I want you to be with them as well.
你也可以对别人说再见，意思就是说希望他们祝福他们，希望他们能够跟神在一起。
Because as we begin to be with God, He will revive and renew our churches.
因为当我们与神同在的时候，神就会开始复兴我们的教会。
And our hearts.
还有会更新我们的心。
And as we are renewed and revived in our relationship with Him, it will pour over into society as well.
当我们心灵更新被神所更新，我们被神所复兴，教会复兴的话，我们就会给社会带来一个新的力量。
And so this morning, I wish you goodbye.
所以今天早上，我祝福你们，我跟你们说再见。Goodbye.